Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Good morning, Jack.
Good morning there. Thanks for having me today.
You're very welcome, Jack. And just tell me a little bit about what this talk is going to be about and what it focuses on.
So this talk, what it is about, is an introductory for people who aren't from the LGBTQIA plus community, who really don't know anything about us, who feel like really nervous, like engaging with us. Because this is something I've noticed, is that like, when I was transitioning, people were really nervous to engage me, and I started talking to people and trying to find out why they were nervous, and it was this fear of getting it wrong. So this is where like this sort of training has come out, and this presentation has come out of, is trying to get people to be okay with like getting it wrong, to feel awkward. Like, again, we're all human, it's a process. And so this talk is there aimed to educate them, especially for parents, grandparents, guardians. Just, you know, if they have a young one who's like transitioning or coming out, that they feel a bit more equipped, that they have a better understanding of what their children are going through. They have a better understanding of the services that are there. And it's fantastic that I've been able to work with the county library and our services to deliver this.
And what is your advice to people who do have those fears of getting it wrong, as you say?
I think what people tend to do if they have this fear and they're a bit nervous and they feel a bit awkward about it, is that they tend to avoid. And unfortunately, like, I know Seeding the County, which is a project down in Yall run by Cumann na Mhíonna, they did a piece of research and they found that like for a lot of people, isolation, especially in rural Cork, is a huge problem. So if you feel awkward and you're not engaging with these people, that's just going to impact their feeling of isolation more. So what I would kind of say is engage with these people. Be okay in yourself and getting it wrong. And like, if you get it wrong, just correct yourself and also kind of just move on. Like, again, we're all human. These things happen. I know when I was coming out, people were getting my name and pronoun wrong all the time. And it's a process for them, because like, in the way that it took me a long time to figure out who I was as a person, it takes people close to me a long time to understand it and accept it.
Misgendering is a big thing on social media this morning. Mm. So if someone does misgender someone, what is the best way to approach it?
So that's the process. So if you use the wrong gender, just like, oh, sorry, I meant like she. And then like the really key thing is to move on. Because I think, again, sometimes what people are trying really, really hard not to get things wrong. I always use the example of, don't think of the pink elephant. If you try not to think elephant, all you're going to do is think of pink elephant. So when people are really, really trying to get it right, sometimes they'll trip themselves up. So if you do that, just apologize straight away. You know, most people are very, very understanding. Like, I know myself, sometimes I don't even pick up when someone's done it by accident. And again, like, if it's a genuine accident, we will know. But the key is like not to keep talking about it. You know, I've been stuck in half an hour's conversation, but people who keep apologizing because, again, they feel really sorry about it. And I understand that. But it's important to also like, just move on in the conversation.
And is it hurtful to you if somebody does, you know, misgender and keep going on about it then, or is it something that you can just brush over?
It depends on like the person. I know myself, like I'm pretty resilient, so like I usually just brush over. Again, I can understand that people do not have malice intent when they do it, and if somebody does, and that's somebody like I just don't want to engage with, and you know, it's understanding, it's a process, and like sometimes it can be a bit frustrating if I have somebody who's just not getting it. Yeah. And usually then I just have to sit down and I was like, I know this is a process, I know it's difficult for you, but I would really, really appreciate it. It would mean a lot to me if you could just, you know, try a little harder. We can work together on this.
Yeah. And have you spoken to other people in Cork who feel the same way as you, yeah?
Oh yeah, definitely. I think that is, you know, in our peer support and stuff that we do, that's one of the conversations, you know, that we often have is, you know, oh, someone misgendered me and they just spent the next half an hour apologizing, and it was awkward, you know, and I just wanted, you know, to have the conversation, because then like you're just drawing more focus in on it.
Yeah. And do you think that attitudes in Cork are changing?
Oh, massively so. Like, it's, I think, especially like when it comes to like the wider County Cork, there's this idea that the more rural you go, the worse it's going to get. And my experience, like, this isn't the case. Like, I have people from all the way from Barra reaching out, looking to put services and supports in their area. Like, people are really good. We need to give people the opportunity to support and help us. People take that on. I know the Skibbereen Family Resource Centre recently sent out all these pride packs to the local businesses, and we all put them up. It was just fantastic to see on social media all of these different businesses with their flags, like being really, really proud and being really, you know, happy to support us.
And Jack, what kind of advice would you give to somebody who might be listening to this conversation on the Opinion Line on 96 FM this morning, and who wants to tell their friends and family that they identify differently?
What I would kind of say is it's a process. There is no right time. I think we kind of treat like coming out as this one big event, but you're always coming out. Like I would say, like, start off small, tell somebody you know you can trust, you know, so that way you'll have someone on your back when you tell other people. Link in with the community. You know, you have us, Gender of Cork, you also have Link, you have the Gay Project. Again, over in Yall, you have the Seeing the County Project. So there's a lot of resources to also link in with, because, like, sometimes, you know, you build yourself up to come out to somebody and you're waiting for this big argument or this, you know, for it all to go crashing down, and you tell them and they're like, oh, that's grand. And then, like, you're like, oh, where do I take all this energy? I was waiting for this fight. Because, again, most people are very, very accepting. And if, when somebody's not, it's usually because this is news that they've yet to process, and it can take a time to process. So if you have a negative reaction, try not to worry too much. You know, give that person time to process it. You know, and I think a lot of people, because again, the way that, you know, we have to process ourselves and acknowledge it to ourselves and come out to ourselves, our loved ones, especially the more closer our loved ones is to us, the more that they'll need to go through that process also.
Yeah. And what was it like for yourself when you were coming out?
For myself, I was very, very fortunate. Like, coming out, I came out kind of older. I was 27 at the time when I came out as trans. My experience was really, really positive. Again, one of the bigger negatives was the fact that, like, I know some people were being very awkward around me, and I was the one who had to suddenly initiate engagement again, and that got very tiring after a while. So, like, there's a few friendships that kind of dissipated, and it's not out of badness or malice. It was because they just didn't know how to interact with me anymore.
Yeah. So then, how important is something like Pride? How important is that initiative?
It's very, very important. Again, because, you know, as I said earlier, like, there is a lot of isolation, and sometimes it can feel like you're the only person who's experiencing this. And Pride is kind of about taking ownership of the community and engaging with the community, and Pride can be a great way to get introduced to the community. And I think that is very, very important, that people build up those sense of connections, they build up that sense of community. Again, that's why Gender Rebels was founded, because for the trans, non-binary, intersex and gender non-conforming community, there wasn't a hub or a centre for them to go to in Cork, and it was really important for me to put that in. And Pride also operates like that. You know, it operates as this hub for people to engage in the community, and, you know, I think that's really important. It's important to know that there's others like you out there.
And Jack, just remind us about the talk. What's it called? Where can people find it? And when's it on?
Perfect. So the talk is called No Big Deal, Gender Identity and Sexuality. It's, again, it's about giving people an introduction into gender identity and sexuality. It's going to be hosted on the County Cork Library's YouTube, and it's going to be up tomorrow.
Brilliant. Thanks very much to Jack for coming on the Opinion Line this morning and telling us all about that. And if anybody does want to watch that, it is on the Cork County Library at corkcoco.ie.
Cork's 96 FM.